And the Eyre Peninsula is home to plenty of hard-working medical staff, and one in particular has recently won an award with the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. That would be Streaky Bay, Dr. Nathan Lamb. And Nathan joins us now. Nathan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. What inspired you to come across to Streaky Bay and spread your expertise through the town?
Well, during my medical training, I'd spent a year rurally in Kapunda, and I think that's given me a good foundation to feel confident to do work rurally. I finished my GP training in May this year, and there was an opportunity to start some work in Streaky Bay, and that's how I ended up there. It's been a bit of a journey since medical school. I think it's been about 11 years of training, but certainly I think my time doing rural work when I was a student has sort of been what's led me to where I am now.
So what do you like to get up to away from the practice? Because I know that you're a bit of a musician, and that's probably what's also brought you a little bit of fame as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Music is a big part of my life. I don't know about fame, but certainly it's something that helps keep me grounded and absolutely a big de-stressor. I play in a band with my brother, which is a sort of a cover band, and we do jazz and funk covers called Spanish Harlem. And I also make music under my own sort of solo stage name, Nathan Huey, and I make hip-hop and instrumental jazz, etc. So, yeah, absolutely, that's a big part of my life as well, and I think helps me to be a better doctor, and I think the medicine helps me be a better musician.
Speaking this morning with the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, South Australian GP in training of the year, Dr. Nathan Lamb of Streaky Bay. And Nathan, what are you hoping to achieve in Streaky Bay as far as what you might be able to build and develop in the area for healthcare?
I think that's probably a question that's a bit bigger than me. I'm sort of a humble GP, and I think at the moment sort of my main focus would be whoever the person is in front of me. I guess GPs are practical people, and I guess my ethos is to bring the best evidence-based practice to the patient in front of me, and I think being rural or living further away from town shouldn't be a barrier from that. And certainly I always try to use technology and best practice for whoever's in front of me, and always trying to keep up to date. You can deliver the best service wherever you are.
And that is important because a lot of communities right across the Eyre Peninsula are struggling for GP numbers, rather, as you yourself would have found in Streaky Bay moving there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's certainly a challenge and something very different from when I've worked in metropolitan Adelaide. I mean, in Adelaide, there's so many doctors around that you can call upon, and it's easy to get scans and things like that. And I find my patients in Streaky, that's a huge added layer of complexity, of course. Just the logistics of getting a scan, getting a test, etc. And so I think the GP in front of them needs to always be advocating for them and making sure that they still are aware and have access to global best practice medicine.
And that is certainly something that we do want to see a lot of on the Eyre Peninsula. Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, South Australian GP in training of the year, Dr. Nathan Lamb of Streaky Bay. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.